Will we sin in heaven? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
Key Life exists to communicate that the deepest message of Jesus in the Bible is the radical grace of God to sinners and sufferers. Life's hard for everyone, so grace is for all of us. But there is a lot of confusion about how grace applies to real life. So here's seminary professor and author Steve Brown and Pete Owenson to answer your questions.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. I can't wait to talk about that question. It's going to be good.
Well, you know, there used to be a song the Gatlin brothers sang about the Bowery Choir. That if there wasn't any Mogan David in heaven, they didn't want to go. So I don't know if the person who asked this question is disappointed if he can't.
Right.
Or looking forward to the fact that he won't. But we'll see. We'll talk about it when we get to it. That's Pete Owenson, by the way. He comes in, if you're new to Key Life, every Friday, and we sit down and answer questions. And we'd love your questions. You guys are so thoughtful. You are so thoughtful in your questions, and we take you seriously. You can ask a question anytime by calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE and record your question, and sometimes we put your voice on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. If you're in Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. We'll rise up and call you blessed, and we'll squeeze every dime for the glory of God. You can charge it on your MasterCard, include it in your envelope, and we'll use it properly and be honest with it. And our books are always open. If you can't, we understand that too. Or if you're not led to, we understand that too. So pray for this ministry, and we'll be glad that you do that too. Pete, lead us in prayer, and we'll get to these questions.
Yes, let's pray. Father, thank you as we come to you at the end of this day that we can call you the God of the universe, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we call you Father and that we are your beloved children because, Jesus, all of what you have accomplished on the cross on our behalf. And so we come to you as our Abba, as our Father. We thank you that you poured out your wrath on Jesus and not on us. And Lord, that just motivates us. Your grace, your unmerited favor just motivates us to follow you, to worship you, to love you in return. And we just ask that you would enable us to do that. Lord, you know our hearts. You know the pains, the sufferings of each person who is listening right now. Lord, thank you for the Key Life family that is out there listening. And Lord, we pray that you would bless, you would draw each one closer to you that they may experience your grace and your glory and meet their needs, Father, whatever they may be. As we head toward worship this weekend, we ask that you'd be with our leaders in every way to prepare to bring to us the Word of God and bring us into your dynamic presence. So we commit this Q&A as well as this weekend to you as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pete, this first is from a letter. When man was created, he was created with free will to do right and wrong. When we, as Christians, die and go to be with the Lord in heaven, will we not be able to sin? Lucifer was created perfectly, and yet he sinned.
Yeah, that's a great question. So Adam and Eve were created perfect with the capacity to sin.
Yeah.
And they did. In Christ, we are created right. We are made righteous.
Right.
But we still have the old nature inside of us fighting away, and we have the potential by God's grace to be holy. And yeah, we are holy.
We are holy.
But to become more righteous. But when we die and go to heaven, we will be able to escape that old nature completely.
Yeah, when you get to heaven, you'll be able to be what you in your heart of hearts want to be.
Absolutely.
Listen, I sin, but I don't want to. I really don't. I mean, I don't. I sometimes say before I go to bed, Lord, I know. I didn't. I am so sorry. How could I do that after all you've done for me? When I die and go to heaven, I'll never pray that prayer again. Because I won't have to.
You won't have to. 1 John 3:2, when we see him, we'll be like him, for we will see him as he is.
How about that?
Yeah, I love
that. And again, back to whoever wrote this question, I don't know whether you're disappointed or looking forward to it. You mean I can't get drunk in heaven?
I know, right?
No, you don't want to be drunk. That's what hurts people.
You know, it is in one sense a challenge to think in terms of, and this is not this question, but it's crazy to think, what would life be like without evil and good people to fight against evil or advancing God's kingdom? What is the narrative of the future going to be? Heaven's going to be great, though, and it's going to be a lot more than we expect in terms of accomplishing God's will.
At least Fitzpatrick's book on heaven was so good because he just said the things we couldn't get around to, but were good and wanted to, but couldn't, we'll be able to do in heaven.
Isn't that amazing?
So I'm going to play golf. I'm going to have hair. And I'm gonna be able to sing when I get to heaven.
You sang when you were in our choir, man.
Well,
it was the deepest voice there.
Yeah, well, they had to work at teaching me the part, and I made up for a lot of bases once I got it. I believe in prayer, and I know God does answer our prayers. But if something terrible happens on earth, does God get involved and help us to stop evil?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
All right. But why doesn't he? I mean, how come evil isn't stopped?
Yeah, again, back to this question, why doesn't God do something about it? Well, he has in Christ, and so he's energized and deployed us as his people to be involved in fixing problems and solving problems. But ultimately, we are never going to be culture regenerators. I mean, it is going to be Jesus to come back. And as you've so often said, come and clean the mess up, ultimately.
Yeah.
He's the only one that can do that. However, we are to be a part of the solutions rather than the problems.
That's true. And sometimes, and God's the one who decides, sometimes there is a direct answer to prayer that can't be explained in any other way than God saying, yes, I'll do that for you. And sometimes we pray forever and don't think we ever get any answer. And God is still listening.
That's right.
And he's still working all things for his glory and for your benefit. And it takes a lot of believing to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And that belief is a gift of faith. And the fact that we do believe it is a suggestion that it's true.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. He often answers our prayers in ways that surprise us, and sometimes we don't even see that it was him that did it.
Yeah. Will there be a rapture?
Yes. The question is when.
I knew you were going to say that.
My view is it happens when Jesus comes back. I think you might have
a
slightly different view, and both of us might be wrong. So there it is.
No, I think we're both in the same.
We're close.
Yeah, I've given up, and I take your position. I've heard you teach from the pulpit all those years you were my pastor, and I finally decided, okay, Pete's right, and I'm wrong, so I've changed my views. So I just want you to know that. Did Eve tempt Adam?
Well, what do you think?
Well, in a sense, but he was open to being tempted.
Mm.
Why was not Eve blamed?
Yeah, well, because Adam was the one in charge.
The federal head.
Federal head of the human race. You're exactly right there, and that's good. So, yeah, I think there was a sense in which she tempted him. I think more so the bigger question is that Adam did not step into his leadership role. And
I agree.
You know, Larry Crabb's book, The Silence of Adam.
Yeah.
And I think it's been renamed now, but that was a great, he should have talked and he didn't. He should have led and he
should have done something.
Yeah.
But he just went in and everybody doesn't know it. People think that was an apple tree. It wasn't. It was okra.
It was okra.
Yeah. Right.
It tasted good back then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it grew on trees back then. And I mean, things have changed a lot. Snakes walked around on legs and, you know.
And okra was good.
It was. I've prayed about this, and I got it down. It was okra. And God changed his mind. He was going to use liver, but he,
you are a southerner, man.
Everybody thinks that it was apples, and that fruit is never mentioned that way.
That's true.
What do you mean by radical grace and freedom? Freedom from what?
Yeah, well, go for it, man.
Well, I mean that in the normal sense of that. Go out and play. You know. Fred Smith used to say that God was like all of these toys that he puts on the floor. We keep saying, all right, which one do you want me to? And God says, play with them and choose and enjoy it. So there's real freedom in that kind of way. And I believe there's freedom to do it wrong, to even sin if you do that. Or it's not real freedom. But basically, freedom is freedom to do what you couldn't do before. There's some people that I just can't love.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at them and I just want to, leave me alone. I can't be your friend. And since Jesus came along, I have the freedom to love some people that I couldn't love before and to be obedient in areas that I couldn't be obedient before. What's that old joke about the man who was having his hand operated on, and he said to the doctor, when this heals, am I going to be able to play the piano? And the doctor says, of course you can. And he said, gosh, that'll be great. I could never play the piano before. But God gives us freedom to be what he wants. We have a freedom to do and follow and be obedient that you just don't have until God's Spirit comes in.
Oh, that's good. That's how I sum it up too. Some of what you said is we in Christ we are free from sin's condemnation, and we're free from sin's control.
That's true.
The two C's. So we're set free to live, really live, like you said, radical grace.
Yeah, and you want to.
Yeah.
But on the other side, you're free to mess it up too. You know, we want to make it only free to be good, and that's not real freedom. You're a free person, and sometimes you'll choose right, and sometimes you'll choose wrong, and you'll choose right more and more, and that's called sanctification.
Yeah, right. Good.
That works great for me.
Yeah, and it takes away the bite.
Yeah.
Because no Christian that I know wants to sin intentionally.
Exactly. All right. Good way to end the program. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.